First Alliance Credit Union.
Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, along with Jenna Tobel, Director of Brand and Digital Member Experience for First Alliance Credit Union. Hello, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
So in our last episode, we talked about what we need to do if we spent too much holiday shopping, non-holiday shopping, and we all did it, what we can do to get those finances back on track for the new year. What are we going to tackle today with Good Money Moves?
Yeah, so I'm sure that many of our listeners, and you as well, Andy, probably heard about all of those flight cancellations that happened over the holidays and all the travelers that got stranded in airports and by many airlines, but Southwest Airlines was the one in the news probably the most significantly. Yes. So you're like, well, what does this have to do with finances?
Well, what a mess, though. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it was a winter storm that was like responsible for all these flights being delayed. And I think Southwest specifically ended up canceling like 60% of their flights over the course of several days, and which really did leave thousands of people just kind of stuck at the airport and scrambling to figure out how they're going to get to their destination, and just a mess and very stressful time. But when this happens, I think most people are really at a loss for what they should do.
Yeah.
And other than just talk to the company representative and take whatever solutions they might offer you to determine your schedule for travel, you know, sometimes it can kind of feel when you're talking to them that you're just kind of like at the airline's mercy of whatever it is that they may or may not be willing to do for you. You know, because you're trusting that those planes are going to be on time, and when they're not, you know, people just aren't entirely sure what to do. That being said, you know, you add in all of that, you know, frustration of those plans dramatically changing and tensions are going to be running high between everybody. And then you start to think about, well, this is probably going to cost you money, this hiccup in your travel plans, right? You may have to get like a last minute hotel, which can be costly. You may have to eat more meals at the airport than you anticipated if you're delayed significantly. And those are, we all know, are outrageously expensive. And, you know, before you know it, not only are you dealing with all this stress and frustration of your plans being uprooted, but you're also dealing with having to potentially spend hundreds of dollars that you weren't planning on spending. So what we're going to talk about today is what you can do if this does happen to you to kind of help protect your wallet and your sanity a little bit, should you find yourself in the situation that many, many people did over their holidays trying to get to their Christmas destinations.
You know, this never happened to me, but I have a sister who travels a lot for business, and it has happened to her multiple times. And just listening to you describe the what ifs and what, I get stressed out just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So this would be a good show here.
Yeah. I mean, I've personally dealt with a situation of being delayed in the airport. Luckily, it wasn't nearly as dramatic as what I think some people experienced over the last couple of weeks, but you know, just even a several hour delay in your schedule throws things off. You know, and it is stressful, and there's not a whole lot to do in the airport.
No.
You charge end your up phone. Spending That's money just to have something to do.
And then I've actually heard that there, you know, travel experts advise if you're going to go on a cruise, you know, or some sort of, you know, overseas vacation where it's crucial that you catch the next flight or get on the ship, that you actually travel a day ahead of time just in case.
Absolutely.
Spend the money just in case, because it could, I mean, if you're missed the ship, guess what? Terrible. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, give yourself plenty of time.
So what is the first step that we should take?
Yeah. So And okay, so this first step, this first recommendation is really something you should do before you even get on your flight or even make your way to the airport. Really should be something you do as you're booking your ticket. However, if you find yourself stranded in the airport because of a significant delay or a flight cancellation, this is also a really good time to review this recommendation. And so the first thing I would encourage you to do is read up on what your passenger rights are for the airline. So every airline passenger does have some general rights under law, believe it or not. And you can review what those are in full. I'm not going to get into detail today, but you can review those at the U.S. Department of Transportation's website. It's transportation.gov. There's a really interesting information on there. I would encourage you to go check it out the next time you're planning to travel by air. But first, this is important to know that there are not necessarily federal laws requiring airlines to provide passengers with money or other compensation when their flights are delayed. However, each airline does have policies on what they will and won't do for their passengers. So depending on what airline you're traveling, you'll want to look at theirs specifically. Some airlines are more generous than others, and some airlines may rebook you at no charge. Others may refund your flight entirely, depending on the situation. If your flight is experiencing a really long delay, you can ask the airline staff if they will pay for meals or a hotel room for you. And sometimes they will accommodate that. Sometimes they won't. Some airlines will offer, you know, different amenities to their passengers as well. Others, of course, don't provide you anything, just right. So depends on what airline you're with.
Don't provide you with anything. I bet that goes over really, really well.
Yeah. Not my business decision. I'm not going to comment.
I had a family member who got stranded in Chicago one time, and they did put her up in a hotel, no questions asked, got her a taxi, the whole works.
Yeah. I mean, like, it really depends on the airline and sometimes on the customer service representative you're working with. So this is why it's important, though, to know this before the situation happens, because regardless of what the airline's policy is, the more that you know before you're stuck in the airport, the better off you're going to be when you're speaking with that customer service representative from that specific airline. So if you know the airline's policies before you're talking with them, you might actually be able to work out a better option for yourself than what the customer service representative is trained to first offer you.
Sure.
What a lot of people will do is take that first offer and not think much more about it, just assuming that that's the only thing that can be done. But if you know kind of what the policy is or what your rights are, you can actually have a better conversation and a better outcome for yourself. That's going to be better for your pocketbook and your timelines, most likely. So yeah, just remember, though, you know,
be nice.
Because it's not their fault that your flight got delayed or canceled. And they're probably trying to help a lot of other really frustrated passengers and people. And kindness goes a long way. It goes a long way. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. That would be the nightmare job to have as well.
Yeah.
Be working at an airport on the holidays and then have what happened and having to deal with all these stressed out people. And some of them, I'm sure, became angry.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But I like the idea of, you know, ahead of time what that airline's policies are, and you go to the desk and you go, you know, I read that you have the ability to offer me a room. Can you look into that?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole thing. Even, you know, you never know how much time that customer service representative has been on the job. They may not necessarily know everything out the gate, or they may be trained to only offer you one thing in hopes that you'll take that option out the gate. But if you know ahead of time, you can kind of come up with a better solution all around, and hopefully save yourself from having to pay for a hotel yourself, save yourself from having to pay for extra meals you weren't intending to pay for, get rebooked on a flight sooner than you would have expected, things like that. So
Oh, yeah.
You kind of have to advocate for yourself.
Exactly. But as you pointed out, advocate politely and respectfully.
Yes, that is your very
odds great. Are much better for success.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
We're talking about what you can do to, how do you make a good money move if you end up in a nightmarish situation at an airport? How's that? I don't think that title will fit on the front page, but that's what I'm going to go with right now. And we'll be back in just a moment with more of Good Money Moves with Jenna Tauble, First Alliance Credit Union, on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
I never write reviews, but Navage is so amazing.
And Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. This week we're talking about what to do if you find yourself in the unfortunate situation of having a flight with a lengthy delay or a cancellation for whatever reason. We talked about being polite and having some knowledge beforehand when you address the person at the customer service gate to hopefully get some remuneration, something for your suffering, I guess. So what other advice can you offer us as far as making a good money move in this situation?
Yeah, so the next thing, you know, is to, while this only matters if you booked your flight with a credit card, and many people do, right? That's a very common way to pay for travel for many different reasons. But you should really take a minute to review your credit card's kind of terms and conditions. And benefits, I guess I should say, the benefits of your credit card's terms and conditions, because some credit cards will offer travel insurance policies. And again, this is one of the many benefits of having a credit card and one of the reasons many people use credit cards to pay for their travel. So, but knowing what your coverage may be can help you kind of recover some of those travel expenses in the event that there's issues like a extended delay or a cancellation of your flight. Now, there are really four different types of travel benefits that tend to come with credit cards. And some of these will be on just any general credit card. Some of them will be more travel credit card specific or general reward specific. So again, just review your specific card's terms and conditions. This is always a good thing, again, to review before you actually go on your flight or use that card. But if you are at the airport and you find out, oh, shoot, my plans just got interrupted, take a minute to review them at that point before you make any decisions about what to do, so that you're making informed decisions and having good conversations once again, whether it be with the customer service representative like we were talking about before, or even with your credit card company potentially. So these four different types of travel benefits that you may have available to you are things like trip cancellation or interruption insurance. So this helps you when your itinerary is really thrown off due to unforeseen circumstances such as weather, medical emergency, or even jury duty in some cases. Another common type that you may have for your credit card would be trip delay insurance. So this policy tends to kick in if your trip is delayed by a certain number of hours, or if it requires an unanticipated overnight stay, and it will cover a variety of costs associated with that. Baggage insurance is another one that where you'll be reimbursed if you need to purchase essentials due to a lost or delayed bag arrival. And this last one isn't necessarily an insurance, but it is a travel assistance and a service. There we go. And this type of service usually comes with a travel rewards credit card. So that's more of a specific type of rewards credit card that tends to have this. And it's really just a special hotline for the credit card customers that can help provide additional guidance when travel issues arise, you know, if it's, whether it's medical, legal referrals, if you need it, emergency ticket replacements, lost luggage services, and other like emergency resources while you're traveling. So just some things to be aware of and keep in mind when you're traveling, regardless of whether or not you ever run into these issues. There's some good benefits to some credit cards that you should be aware of. So, you know, a few other things I would say to keep top of mind when you're reviewing this is some of the other options, the benefit options. So a credit card's travel insurance is usually limited in the circumstances that are beyond your control. So sometimes they will reimburse you and sometimes they won't. So again, you can't mess their account on it, but that's why it's important to understand what it does and doesn't cover ahead of time.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll reimburse it only if the airline won't. And sometimes they'll just reimburse it regardless. So you may have to decide who you're going to work with. And as you can imagine, there might be some situations such as severe weather where there might be some questions as to whether your travel insurance or the airline will be the one responsible for compensating. And that's where it's going to be important that you're kind of reviewing both of these options at the same time and kind of weighing, well, who am I supposed to talk to? Who should be I go to first? Now, if you bought your ticket with a rewards card, you'll want to find out how the insurance policy, if that kicks in, may affect your rewards, if it does at all, that you earned on your purchase, if they were to reimburse you for the cost of the ticket. Let's say maybe you don't earn your rewards points anymore, stuff like that. Just good to be aware of it. You know, and just remember that not every credit card offer has the same terms and conditions. So it's, again, just make sure that you understand what it does and doesn't do for you, what it does and doesn't cover, so that when you are working with the airline or you are working with that credit card company during this, what is already a really frustrating time, that you are knowledgeable so that you kind of are working to lessen that total financial impact that these travel issues are going to bring to your plate.
Absolutely. Makes total sense. Any other suggestions out there to keep my finances from being completely thrown off if this does happen to me?
Yeah, so I do. And it really, that's to take a minute to, once you've kind of figured all this out, take a minute to adjust your spending plan for your trip. So once you've figured out, you know, what the airline or your credit card will or won't cover, you need to figure out how to afford any of those additional costs that arise that result from these travel issues that aren't being covered, right? So you may need to spend some of that extra free time waiting for your newly booked flight that's hours or days from now, right? Adjusting those spending plans for your trip and making sure that your money will be put to the best possible use moving forward. So be thinking about what you had originally intended to spend money on during your trip. It could be things, restaurants, entertainment, car rentals, hotels, the whole, whatever it is, right? Then think about how you can maybe reallocate your funds to meet these new timelines and expectations for your trip without overspending, right? Because the last thing you want to do is put all this stuff on your credit card and not really realize what it's going to end up being at the end of your trip, only to find out you spent $1,000 more than you intended,
right,
because of all of this, right? So, you know, maybe your delayed flight means you won't make it to an evening show you had planned to attend at your destination. So maybe then you can use those funds for the cost to cover a car rental to drive to your destination instead, because you can't get on a new flight. Or if you were planning to use your credit card to pay for everything, again, you just may need to reassess how you'll pay it off to accommodate any increase in costs. So there's just some things to kind of consider as you're working through all of this interruption to your probably very well laid plans that you now have been thrown into disarray.
And you probably, as you pointed out earlier, have plenty of time to do this while you're sitting at the airport waiting for things to start moving again.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we're talking about travel nightmares and how to minimize the impact it will have on your finances. On Good Money Moves, we'll take this quick break and return in just a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM. And 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Solution that's easy to keep.
Help. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
The topic today on Good Money Moves is travel nightmares. Plenty of people experience them over the holidays with all the cancellations, but specifically, Jenna Tauble with First Alliance Credit Union is here with us talking about what we can do to minimize or mitigate the effects on our bank accounts. How much we have to spend to get things straightened out, or how we can avoid spending some of that money. What else past what we discussed? Reviewing your credit card policies to see if they have benefits, knowing what the airline policies are. What other things can we do to, you know, minimize how this is going to affect us?
Yeah, so this is another step that is really important to do before you travel, but I think it's also one that is important to do, especially if plans change. And that is to let your credit union know where you're traveling to and for how long before you go. And this is something I recommend because credit unions and other financial institutions, they want to protect their members from things like identity theft and stolen debit cards, things like that. So this means that, especially us at First Alliance Credit Union, we have free services in place that will monitor your debit and credit card usage for any unusual spending activities. And part of that means purchases being made as at point of sale, meaning in person, at unusual locations. So when you're traveling, if you don't let the credit union know ahead of time, hey, I'm going to be traveling to Florida when you live in Minnesota, it could create some issues with your debit card because they would flag that and say, oh my gosh, their credit card's been stolen. We should put a freeze on that and keep them from losing all this money, right? And so when you're traveling and you don't say anything, this could kind of prevent you from being able to make purchases that you need. And this gets especially important when your plans have changed. If you did call ahead of time and you said, you know what, I'm traveling from Minnesota to Florida and I'll be there for a week, just letting you guys know, they'll set that up on your account so that nothing gets flagged and we know that you're supposed to be there and your money's being spent there by your choice and not some fraudulent purposes, right? So it's a yep. very important safety feature that we offer, and other financial institutions do as well.
This is a lesson I learned the hard way, by the way.
Yeah.
I was making a payment at a parking ramp at an airport and not going to work.
Yep. Yeah. And so why I bring this up now when we're talking travel mishaps is because let's say you had a planned layover in Chicago, and now your flight is to Florida or Arizona or wherever it was you were traveling is now canceled or delayed, and you're spending a significant time now in Chicago. Maybe you had to get a hotel room for the night and you're buying dinner somewhere or going to this local convenience store to get a snack for your hotel room. And you didn't inform the credit union, hey, plans change, I'm now in Chicago. You could end up with a flagged card and they may freeze that account, which will just add insult to injury in that instance because you're already frustrated, right, that you're stuck here. Well, and now your credit card doesn't work because it's been flagged as potential fraud, right? So it's just a good thing to keep in mind, to keep your financial institution aware of what's going on with your travel plan so that they can accommodate you and make sure that that doesn't happen. Now, and of course, it doesn't take that long to call, right? You can email, you can pick up the phone and call. If you have a special feature in your financial institution's app, like the First Alliance My Cards feature in our mobile banking app, you can set that up there on your own. You don't even have to necessarily call us,
but nice.
It just adds like that increased security on your account. Yep. So you can say, I'm allowing transactions here for this amount of time, or I'm allowing transactions only where my phone is present. So as long as your phone is next to you while you're making the purchase, it'll know that you're in the vicinity of that's you making that purchase. So some really neat features in there. If you're a member already and haven't used that feature, go ahead and check that out. A lot of cool things in there. But you can, you know, with that tool, you can limit where your debit and credit card can be used, how much you can be charged per transaction, which just limits, if an identity thief were to get a hold of your debit or credit card, it really limits the chances that they could do anything with your account as well. So lots, anyway, tangent.
That is really slick. I like that. Okay, well, as always, we covered a lot, but there's a lot more to cover, I imagine. So Jenna, where can I find out more about things I can do to make things better for myself financially if I run into the travel nightmare situations we've been talking about?
Yeah, well, as always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. We get subscribed to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice out there every week. You can go back and listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast. Or on KROCnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. And if you love our show, please take a minute to leave us a review in your favorite podcasting platform. If you do have a financial topic or a question that you would like us to cover on Good Money Moves, please send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. And of course, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union so they can help you start making good money moves today.
That is First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. All right. Thanks a lot, Jenna. Until next week.
Absolutely.
This has been Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9 FM.
The Twins Caravan is coming back to Rock.